Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess.
And Ariel.
With your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council has announced plans to roll out green bins across the city. From July 1st, the Green Waste Recycling Service will become part of the standard curbside bin collection service. Items such as grass clippings, flowers and weeds are acceptable, but not food. This service will not result in any additional fees beyond the existing quarterly waste utility charge for a standard 3-bin system from July. Eligible properties that do not already have a green waste recycling bin will get a new 240-litre bin with a bright green lid delivered from August. Green waste bin collections will occur every fortnight, alternating with yellow lid recycling bins.
A $30 million economic boost landed at Gold Coast Airport on Wednesday via a new direct international route. Amid confidence, foreign flights will bounce back. More than 30 years after becoming the Gold Coast's first international route, direct flights from Hamilton in New Zealand returned to Coolangatta as Jetstar flight JQ164 hit the tarmac shortly after 2 p.m. It's one of the two new New Zealand bound services from Jetstar, with flights to Dunedin beginning on Tuesday next week. Queensland Airports Limited CEO Amelia Evans said that the Hamilton service would pump millions into the Gold Coast economy.
In national news, vine-covered car parks are cooling Western Sydney's urban heat islands, with green shading structures reducing surface temperatures by up to 35 degrees Celsius at Marylands Car Park. On hot days, temperatures were shown to drop from 70 Celsius to 35 Celsius in the shade. Air temperatures were also reduced by up to 2.5 Celsius. This initiative, described as Australia's first cool car park, uses fast-growing vines over metal trellises and does not reduce parking spaces. Cumberland Mayor Ola Hamd hopes to expand these structures to tackle extreme summer temperatures.
The legacy of Jaws, released 50 years ago, still deeply resonates within Australia's coastal community of Port Lincoln, where much of the shark scenes were filmed. Local swim instructor Cherie Duncan recalls children afraid to enter the water after the film premiered. The film's unrealistic portrayal of great white sharks had a huge impact on shark management in Australia and around the world, according to social scientist Dr. Christopher Pepin Neff. So much so that it prompted Dr. Pepin Neff to coin the term Jaws effect. We can use a reference from a movie like Jaws to reference a real-life event. The movie made it seem like sharks were out to get people. However, underwater filmmakers Ron and Valerie Taylor have expressed the positive impacts the movie has had on marine preservation. Valerie Taylor said, quote, "It's much better than it used to be. It's amazing how interested young people, teenagers, are in the conservation of the ocean. Whereas in my day, all anyone wanted to do was kill," end quote.
In international news, Bali's airport has reopened after Mount Lowatobi Laki Laki erupted, but a backlog of 14,000 affected travellers is expected to cause continued disruptions. The Indonesian Transport Ministry reported that Denpasar Airport returned to normal operations following Tuesday's eruption, which sent hot ash and smoke into the air. 66 international flights, including those to and from Australian cities like Sydney, Melbourne and Perth, were impacted. Passengers face long waits, rebooking issues and extra costs. Airlines are currently working to assist passengers, advising them to check flight statuses.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.